Now for the consonants. Most consonants are pronounced as in English. We'll focus here on the ones which are different. The letter C is pronounced differently depending on the letter which follows it. When followed by A, O, or U, it is pronounced K. Casa, come, cuoco. Listen and repeat.
Casa.
Come.
Cuoco.
C is also pronounced K when it is followed by any consonant. Credere. Che.
Credere.
Che.
However, when C is followed by E or I, it is pronounced CH. Cena. Ciao.
Cena.
Ciao.
The letter G behaves in a similar way. Before A, O and U, it is pronounced G. Gatto. Gola. Guanti.
Gatto.
Gola.
Guanti.
When it is followed by a consonant, G is pronounced G. Grigio.
Grigio.
However, when G is followed by E or I, it is pronounced G. Gelato. Gioco.
Gelato.
Gioco.
The combination GLI is pronounced gli. Tagliatelle. Figlio.
Tagliatelle.
Figlio.
The combination GN is pronounced gn. Signore. Ingegnere.
Signore.
Ingegnere.
The letter H is not pronounced. Anno. Habitat.
Anno.
Habitat.
However, when it follows the letter C or G, it has the effect of making them hard. CH is pronounced K and GH is pronounced G. Che. Inghilterra.
Che.
Inghilterra.
R has a much stronger sound than in English. Grazie. Cameriere.
Grazie.
Cameriere.
When the combination SC is followed by the letter E or I, it is pronounced sh. Pesce. Sciare.
Pesce.
Sciare.
The letter Z is pronounced in one of two ways. As a general rule, in the middle of words, it is pronounced z. Stazione. Grazie.
Stazione.
Grazie.
At the beginning of words, it is pronounced z. Zucchero. Zero.
Zucchero.
Zero.
The final pronunciation point to practice is the double consonant. Listen to these examples. You'll hear that the sounds are held longer for an extra beat.
Anna.
Mappa.
Pubblico.
Mamma.
Notte.
Penna.
The following examples illustrate the difference between the single and the double consonant. Listen and repeat.
Note. Notte.
Pena. Penna.